भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवदीनैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् 10.10 Chapter 82, text number 18 and 19. Kuntye Uvacha. Arya Bhratar Aham Manye. Atmanam Agradishnam. Yadvapastu Madvartam. नानुस्मरद सत्तमा। कुंती उवाच आर्यभ्रातरहं मन्ये आत्मानं अकृताशिषं यद्वापस्तु मद्वार्तं नानुस्मरद सत्तमा। कुंती उवाच आर्यभ्रातरहं मन्ये आत्मानं कृताशिषं यद्वापस्तु मद्वार्ता नानुस्मरद सत्तमा। अनुस्मरद सत्तमा। अनुस्मरद सत्तमा। मतदिस कुंती उवाच। क्वीन कुंती सेड आर्य ओ रेस्पेक्टेबल वन भ्राता ओ ब्रदर अहम आई मन्ये थिंक आत्मानम मई सेल्फ अकृत हैविंग फेल टू अचीव आशिषम मई डिजायर्स यथ सिंस वाई इंडीड आपस्तु इन टाइम्स ऑफ डेंजर मत टू मी वार्ताम व्हाट ऑकर्ड न अनुस्मरथा ऑल ऑफ यू डू नॉट रिमेंबर सप्तमा मोस्ट सेनली। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिसिपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन क्वीन कुंती सेड my dear respectable brother, I feel that my desires have been frustrated because although all of you are most saintly, you forgot me during my calamities. Purport. Here Queen Kundi addresses her brother Vasudeva. There is only one line purport, so we are going to the next verse also. Text 19. Sukhrudo jnataya putra bhratar pitaro api nanusmaranti sajanam yasya devam adakshinam. Translation. Friends and family members, even children, brothers and parents, forget a dear one whom providence no longer favors. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur both comment that Kunti does not blame her relatives for her suffering. Thus, she calls them most saintly persons and alludes here to her own bad fortune as the cause of their happiness, unhappiness. Om Ajnanatimirantasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stabidam Yena Bhudale Soyam Rupa Katamahyam Tatadi Svapatandiham Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Patakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaidam Savadhudam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Nithamsa Nama Om Vishnu Pataya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Kunti Uvacha Arya Bhratraham Manye Atmanam Agrita Shisham Yadva Apastu Madvartam Nanusmarita Sattama. My dear respectable brother, I feel that my desires have been frustrated because although all of you are most saintly, you forgot me during my calamities. Friends and family members, even children, brothers and parents, forget a dear one whom providence no longer favors. So, the topic is very familiar, means you know, many of us, means most of us have experienced this in our lifetime, that when we are in a calamities, you know, we seek, you know, somebody comes and inquires, says, what is the problem, like, you know, misery loves company, means, like. So here, also we can see that Kunti Maharani is also expressing to Vasudev, means his elder brother, that nobody inquired me about when I was undergoing so many calamities. So we can, you know, there is a common saying in English that, no, success has many fathers and failure is always an orphan. So when things don't go in the way we expect, you know, or the people who are in the distress, people generally don't bother, except devotee community, if you see from the materialistic point of view, means. Generally people ignore them, those who are in, like, you know, suffering or, like, you know, in a distressful conditions. So one of the typical symptoms is that the person, when he gets into the distress mode, he either goes into seclusion or get into the depression mode and all those things. Like, so even we can see that in Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna was confused and deluded in the initial the phase where he is seeing his relatives are standing across for fighting. So he says that, you know, Guru Nahatvahi Mahanubhavan Shreyo Bhoktum Bhaishim Abhihaloke. So one of the acharyas comment in that, you know, this is the period we have to be more very careful. So here Arjuna says Bhaikshyam Apihaloke, means, you know, rather than killing my teachers, I will like to go for begging. He makes a point here that You know, so when you are in delusion or overcome by grief, that's the time the mind bewilders you, and then you think all the ways means how to, like, you know, maybe the cause is my, you know, whatever this prescribed duty you are supposed to do. So you deviate from that and you try to find out other shortcuts. So here Arjuna is giving the excuse that, you know, I will better go for begging, means, you know. So earlier, you know, also they have undergone this, like, you know, they have experienced this begging, you know, during the exile period and everything. But they can't hide their natural propensities. They eventually land up in fighting with somebody or somewhere. They can't tolerate that. So similarly, when we are also undergoes, because the problem with us is we always expect that whatever we endeavor we take up, it always has to be successful in terms of the material point of view means. We always expect that we have to succeed in whatever we are doing it. That mood is good, but even we can see that when in third chapter Krishna says that, and Shreyan Sadharmo Vigunaha Paradharma Bhayavahas Sadharme Nidhanam Shreya. So he mentions that Sadharme Nidhanam means when you are doing, what does that implies means when you are doing prescribed duties, there can be Nidhanam means destruction is possible there. That means distress and can be failure is also possible means. So that is better. So he is not guaranteeing that whatever you do, when you are doing your prescribed duties, you will be always be having success in terms of the materialistic point of view, material point of view. So we can take a classic example of, it came to my mind was Bhishma Dev. Means, if you analyze his character, the entire Mahabharata, so most of his decisions finally turned out to be miserably failure. You know, everybody was accusing him, you know, so many things. But somehow we can see from his, that character, he never, certain principles he followed and he was executing that. But how can we judge? But when you, in the end of his life, means, you know, that gives that climax, like, you know, the Krishna personally given him the darshan, means, like, he took all the Pandavas. So he knows, Krishna knows he is, he's a Paramatma, he knows what is happening in everybody's heart, means. So, Krishna arranged to, so nobody goes to a dying person in an opulent dressing, isn't it? So he told Pandavas, means, to Yudhishthira Maharaj, especially you dress in a royal opulent cloth, and then he brought them to the Lord, Bhishma Dev's, that arena, and Krishna was personally present in front of them, him giving him darshan, while he is departing from this world, means. So even though from a materialistic point of view, he has been utterly failure in his decisions, whatever decision like partitioning of the country and its own vows and all those things, many things. Maybe if you look back, it may not be the appropriate thing he should have done, but. Though similarly, see in our own life, means, maybe many times we feel the cause of distress is when your expectation is not been met, means. So you feel that, people are not cooperating with me, So there can be various reasons, like here Kunti Maharani is, attributing those things to her own bad fortune or the previous karmas. So this is, in Bhagavatam itself, many cases are there where, such instances where the calamities are there and the relatives and other friends cannot help them. One of the examples we can, analyze is Gajendra. Pastimes. So when Gajendra was entering into the pond, means he had a lot, his group was there. I mean, elephants, elephants are powerful. He was the king of the elephants, and so many female elephants and his children's entourage was there with him. But everybody was enjoying. But as soon as the crocodile caught, everybody came out, and none of them could help him. Even the Shazana, even if you see crocodile, so, the crocodile has the maximum strength. When the crocodile bite is the maximum, the strength in this, the whatever living entities in this world we have, is like it goes up to in one bite of a crocodile, 3,500 pounds, which is huge. And if you calculate in, force and stresses, is the maximum. It's even not a lion have that type of thing. But the funny thing is, but it doesn't have that much capacity to open. When it is closed, even if you put a normal thread it be closed. Means it cannot break that. But it has capacity to do it. It can break the backbone of a wild buffaloes. But in the same mouth, he keeps its eggs also, the she crocodiles. See, here Gajendra is completely caught up in that crocodile's mouth. He is unable to come out of it. And none of his relatives or friends are, you know, even though they wanted to help, they cannot help. Then finally he takes the shelter of the Lord. Means. Similarly, Avanti Brahman also says, means, you know, Krishna personally narrates this story, means you can see the importance of the things, means how, you know, all of his relatives, friends, and everything, you know, as soon as he loses his opulence, everybody gives up him. Then finally he concludes what? Nayam Janome Sukadukka Hedu Na Devadatma Grihavarma Kala Manaparam Karano Amanandi Samsara Chakram Parivarti Etat. He comes to the conclusion that my mind is the only cause for my problems. It's like, so there are various examples we can see from the Bhagavatam itself, like, you know, the distresses or calamities are coming upon the devotees and how they deal with it. But considering, like, you know, we are in this material world, do we have any choice to avoid this distress or the calamities? Means Krishna says, you know, in Gita, that dukhalayam ashashvatam. Only, we can see only devotees says the opposite, means, you know, devotees many times in their prayers, they contradict Krishna's own, like, you know, whatever the scripture says. Who was that? Paramananda. Vishwam Purna Sukhayade. Prabodhananda Saraswati, right? He says Vishwam Purna Sukhayade, means usually the entire material world is very happy place, means. So only devotees have that feeling, but, you know, for a materialistic person, this is a miserable condition. Still, some people are not accepting it. You know, in one of the lectures, Govindguru was quoting one example in the early days here, means once Maharaj was giving class, one student from JJ was arguing with Maharaj, means, no, I am not suffering. You know, how can you say that I am suffering? You know, the argument went on for some time. And finally Maharaj told, okay, you know, just wait for some time, you will understand what is suffering. You know, means he never meant anything, just out of, like, you know, there is no point in arguing. Finally, ego. You know, people have, when you, many of you have, like, you know, experienced this, when you talk to the devotee, you know, outside people, it's very difficult for them to accept that they are even suffering. And then finally, after some time, he had so much of difficulties in his life, you know, so he came back and expressed to Prabhuji, you know, then he told, I advocate that, you know, nobody should ask such a, even a question to anyone. Even for casually that, you know, you don't have any sufferings like that. So in first canto, Narada Muni explains, like, you know, tasyeva hedo prayedeta kovido nalabhyate yad bhramidam uparyata tallabhyate dukkha vadanyata sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira ramasa. Means nobody in this material world, you know, searches for misery. Everybody looks for happiness. But happiness also comes by its own accord. So similarly, Narada Muni is saying that even dukkha also comes by the same way. Means you don't need to go for anywhere. Like, you are looking for happiness, but misery also comes. So whatever misery and happiness has to come, it will come its own way anyway. So we don't have a choice of avoiding the misery or the calamities. But we have a choice, means, how to respond to that. Means, so we can't avoid the calamities in this material because it is made full of, you know, padam padam yad vipadam natesha, means. But we can see from Bhagavadam how some of the devotees, you know, faces these calamities, or what is their response to these things. Like, the Brahmaji says in the 10th canto that, you know, tattena gambam susamikshamana bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam hridva gobarvar vidadan namaste jivetayo mukti padesa dayabhak. A devotee, you know, while undergoing so many calamities and other things, what is his mood? He's always saying that he is waiting for the mercy of the Lord, and he is thinking that it's all my own prarabdha karma, means previous karma I am undergoing. Now here Kunti Maharani herself is, like, you know, certifying that, no, it's not any of yours fault, that it is my own bad karma, means. In first canto, in prayers, Kunti Maharani's prayers of Kunti Maharani, we can see that, you know, she prays that, Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darsana, you know, like Asasabhaya Manva Sakrachuras, means she is acknowledging, you know, the great, like, you know, grateful to Krishna that whatever calamities, so many calamities came upon us, like even she was comparing that, and even Devaki, you didn't, you only protected Devaki from Kamsa's jail, means. But for my case, not only me, but even you protected all of my children also. The Parpat Prabhupada, right, you know, I think Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur or somebody narrates that, you know, in Devaki's case, Krishna didn't rescue the rest of her children. But here, Kunti Maharani is acknowledging that you protected all of my children and me also in so many, not only one case, in so many cases, like Vishan, Mahagni, Purushada, Darshanagi, delineate so many instances she could recollect that. So that is one of the beauty of the devotees, that they are grateful for whatever Krishna is, you know, they are not ungrateful. And they don't complain also. But at the same time, you can see in the same, like, you know, another Mataji, like a woman, like, you know, Gandhari, you know, her behavior, when, means in the end of the, like, you know, end of the war, when everything was settled down, when that Pandavas were meeting Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. So Gandhari was totally upset, means all of her children were killed, and she accuses Krishna of everything, because you are the cause of everything, you should have avoided it. But somehow she couldn't get convinced. But here you can see the contrast between Kunti Maharani and Gandhari, means she was accusing and she cursed finally. So a typical materialistic person is always, you know, put the blame on somebody else, or finally comes up to that there is no God, or they become atheist, or they put the blame on God. You know, there is no God exist. So in the purport of this Tathenagambam verse, Prabhupada write, and then, so what are this unhappiness suffered by a devotee is not a technically a karmic reaction. It is rather Lord's special mercy for inducing his devotee to completely let go of the material world and return home back to Godhead. So the tolerance mentioning in these verses are not a hard-heartedness. A devotee is not a hard-hearted person, means there is actually pain, there is suffering is there, but he just tolerate it. You know, in outside somebody says no, means no, you can punch me, there is no pain, means he is like a hard-hearted person, he can tolerate. But that is not discussed here. Means it is the devotees are by nature they are soft in the heart, but they with a proper understanding they bear the pain. And in the purport, same purport, Prabhupada says that why this, the calamities or the suffering has been, like, you know, given to the devotees, that he gives the example that if somebody want to go to sun, he has to be like a qualities of fire, means. So now if you want to go back to Godhead, he's a supremely pure person. So you also have to be pure up to that level, then only you can enter into the Goloka. So for that, you know, even a devotee is a practicing devotee, there will be a tinge of, you know, enjoyment propensities and all those things. So by giving or sending these calamities, Krishna is purifying us. So that is the mode of a devotee, means, like. So one example we can, you know, one or two examples we can discuss is like a Chitragetu Maharaj from, you know, the pastime, where he make the comment to Lord Shiva. So Parvati Devi become very upset and she curses him. But then what was his response, means? You know, he comes and says, Pradigrihanami te shabam, like, you know, he accepted with folded hands of mother, means, I don't, you know, blame anybody. It's my own, you know, past karma is causing me this, like, shabha, means. So even though he are the, like, you know, maybe some people may, like, you know, may say that here Chitragetu was justifying, means. He tried to justify his case there, like, you know, you know, it is my previous karma and all those things, you know, I don't blame anybody, so I accept it. So that may not be up to the mark, okay, you can say that. But then what, if you see other cases like Parikshit Maharaj's case, so he was the emperor of the universe, you know, like, you know, there is no question of his self-control or any other devotional characters. But somehow, by the will of the providence, once we went to the forest, so he got thirst, means. Such a self-controlled person is getting thirst, and he is protector of the brahmanas. As a kshatriya, he was the protector of the brahmanas and the cows and everything. He is a proper administrator. But somehow he ended up in insulting Shrimik Rishi. And then Sringi comes and curses. So Parikshit Maharaj just accepts it. And he has the potency. Who is Parikshit Maharaj? He has seen Lord personally in his mother's womb. Means he protected him from, like, you know, from the mother's womb itself. So he has the enough, you know, he could also have countercursed Sringi. But he didn't done it. He accepted it. Even Chitraveda Maharaj could have countercursed, or they have the power to do that. But they never done it. Like, you know, they accepted it. Okay, it's Krishna's mercy, means. And then eventually, like, you know, what is the end product? Means we all got the Bhagavadam out of that. You know, because he accepted it, then the Bhagavadam was spoken. So we, the devotees, get the benefit of it. Another case we can see is Bali Maharaj case. Like, even Brahmaji was upset. Like, you know, he was telling, Yet Padayo Rashtadati Salilam Prataya, means, you know, even if a person offers you a flower, you know, even a leaf or water, you are satisfied. He is telling to Vamandev. But here Bali Maharaj is offered everything, and still you are tied up within rope, means Varuna Pasha, means, you know, he's under a miserable condition. Why is it like that? Means even Brahmaji couldn't, but Bali Maharaj was composed. Means he knows, means it is the will of the Lord, means whatever he wants, he's ready to do it. So in Chitrayodhu Maharaj case, after Chitrayodhu Maharaj left, you know, Lord Shiva was explaining to Parvati that now, Narayana Parasarve Na Kutascha Bibhyati Surga Pavarga Narakeshu Apitulyartha Darshana. A devotee of the Lord never bothers, means whatever may be the situation he will be, whether it's Surga or Naraka or whatever may be it, he's always have an equal vision for that. He doesn't mind whatever may be, but he continues to serve the Lord, means. So even Arjuna's case, means, even Arjuna was also bewildered. Finally he took shelter of the Lord, and then Gita was spoken, means that. So generally when you see all the examples from like in our scriptures, we can see that the devotees, when they come across the calamities, they eventually take shelter of Lord Krishna, Lord only, means there is no other shelter. So in the material world we look for so many other excuses, or the, like, you know, from the relatives, friends and so many people, but everybody has a limitation, means how much they can help us, means in the eventuality of some calamities. The ultimate protection can be only guaranteed by Lord. In the 11th canto, when Uddhava says, like, you know, Tasmad Bhavanda Manavadya Mananda Varam Sarvagya Mishra Makunda Vigunda Thishmim Nirvinna Thira Mahumukhe Vrajanabhitaptu Narayanam Narasakam Sharanam Pravadi. I take shelter of the Lord. Means, who is Narayana? He explains Narayana means Naranarayana Trishi, means everybody knows. Means Nara means one who creates this material world. Nara. Nara comes from Nara. Means who creates. Nara means is Mahavishnu. Means Narayana. Even Mahavishnu takes shelter of you, means. That is Narayana. And there he mentions Sasmad Bhavandam Anavadyam. Anavadyam means why he gives the reasons also why I take shelter of Lord Krishna, means. He is Anavadyam. He is the perfect person. So we may be, like, you know, we have the experience, like, you know, in our devotional service also. I mean, initially we may get attracted by some devotees. Okay, he's very, like, you know, nice devotee, dealing and everything. And then you become very close to him. And then he realizes that this devotee also has this problem, that problem. You start finding fault with the devotees. You know. So in this material world, whomever you deal with, you know, somehow there, some imperfections will be there. They may not be able to recognize you properly. So you land up in some other issues. So that one of the quality of Lord, like here Uddhava mentioning, is Anavadyam, is perfect. So in all circumstances, you can take shelter of him. Right? And he is eternally faultless. The another is Anantaparam. Anavadyam Anantaparam. Anantaparam means is unlimited, both in terms of space and time. Ananta means like the space, time, and para means the space attribute comes there. So maybe you may find somebody who is perfect. You know, you will take shelter of somebody, a perfect master. But he is not unlimited with respect to time and space. Means when the time comes for helping, or something rewards comes to you, that person may not be there, means. And he has a limited span of life and a limited control over the territory or thing So he may be only having like some influential person you have. So his influence is only limited to certain space. It's not that across the globe you have the power to do something. Like that. But Krishna is not like that. Wherever you may be, he can help you in that. The third one is Sarvagyam. He is omniscient and he knows everything. Maybe you may get somebody who is perfect and even unlimited in power and time also. But again, Sarvagya means even whatever you have done in the previous life also Krishna remembers. He can reciprocate according to that. Means that is Sarvagya. Means whatever is in the material world, the masters you get, they may be only able to connect with you with whatever services you have done for this life. But Krishna can recollect and reward you depending on whatever you have done in the previous life also. Here, sometimes even our masters outside devotional purview. So even you may have done a good amount of good services to them, but there may be some small fault. They may forget everything. They may not be able to recognize you that. So even, but it is mentioned that Lord always look for only the good qualities. He always, he never considered the fault of a devotee. Means that way. And he is Akunda Vikunda Dhishnyam. Means he is having a abode which is free of any kundas. Means like any miseries. Even you may have a master following all these things, but still, you may take some help of a demigod or somebody. But at the end of the, when the time for pralaya comes, even thereabouts, everything has been destroyed. But only Vaikuntha planets are spared. So even that way, he can give protection even at that stage also. So Uddhava is giving these reasons why I am taking shelter of the Lord. Means he only can give us the protection at all the, whatever may be the circumstances. So we have seen means how the devotees are how they faces the calamities, how they respond. So now, that is fine for, we can also respond in that way. But if we understand what are the causes of this distress, and then we can try to work on from the root itself how we can eliminate the distress itself. Again, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami explains what are the causes of the klesha. Means, in fact, he says out of the six distinguished characteristics of the bhakti sadhana bhakti, the first two characteristics are kleshagni and shubhada. It destroys the distress. Then he says that avidya is the cause, the desire, and then avidya is the cause of this distress or the klesha. So if you go further details in Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains he quotes from the Patanjali Yoga Sutras and says that there are five, not only avidya, he explains further, expands that into five more causes. The first one is avidya, which means lack of true knowledge, that we take for granted things the impermanent things to be considered to be permanent, the impure things to be considered to be pure, or which are not yourself, you consider we are accepting the body as a self and working for that. This earth basically comes under avidya. And then the second one is asmita or false ego. The bodily concept of life means where you are attached to so much I and mine, those sort of things. And then the third one is raga. Raga means the material attachments to sense gratification. And even after understanding so many things, we are still not able to give up the sense gratifications. And dvesha, which is the hatredness or envy, means you don't like any unhappiness situations or anything. You are very hatred towards those things, And the fifth one is abhinivesha, means fear of death. means because you are so strong connection with the bodily attachments, you feel that at the end of, if I die, my body destroys, you cannot enjoy further. So that type of fear means. So that is known as abhinivesha. So Vishwanathachakravarti Thakur explains that these are the five causes, or maybe can be categorized as five type of kleshas we undergo. And then further, Rupa Goswami explains that this, even these kleshas, they are in a different forms, they are different stages, or the different effects. Like, you know, one is in aprarabdha stage, and the one is in kutam, then bijam, then the prarabdha stage. These four stages are also there. Means once you understand that, okay, like, see, aprarabdha is, means that is not fruited, it is like in a sleeping mode. Kutam means it is just, it is a proclivity, it is not fructified, it is like in a seed stage, means it is trying to become a proper seed, means. Bija means it is just germinated. It's not fructified, it's germinated, and prarabdha is, it's already matured and we are suffering those karmas. Prarabdha is our body itself is a prarabdha for us. So if you understand these things, like, you know, then by, you know, then Vishwanathachakravarti Thakur explains, means identifying these at the different stages. Like, we can also analyze if something is at a seed stage, so it is easy to remove it. Which is more easy to remove, a seed or a tree, means. If the seed becomes a tree, means it is not only difficult to remove the tree, but the tree will give much more seeds also. So if your desires can be curtailed at a seed level itself, then it is very easy for us, like, you know, means, you know, practicing devotional service. So the beauty of bhakti is that while, you know, the kleshagni means, the first two leaves are compared as kleshagni and subhata. So in one side it is destroying this, all the kleshas, or removing the anarthas, and the side by side it is also giving a positive thing, shubhada. But it depends on the individual person, on what is his background and everything. It is not a standard process, time frame for everyone. And it depends on the individual, means which leaves comes first and which leaves falls out for, like, you know, in fully. So different devotees may be at different stages. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami gives that nine stages of that bhakti, means like ado shraddha, it starts with that, means. So if you identify these things in at what stage we are and what are the problems, it becomes very easy for us to practice and rectify ourselves, means at least we are aware that we are at this stage, you know. So it will help us in taking our devotional service further ahead. So then the Rupa Goswami gives details of how, what are the other, stages in the practice of, like, you know, Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, then Bhajana Kriya. In Bhajana Kriya also gives many details. So if you understand what are the levels and what stage we are, and we can work accordingly, and we can, then it will help us to understand how the miseries are coming, and how to face it, and how to avoid as much as possible. But finally, we cannot avoid the miseries in this world, it will come. Only thing is how we can respond to that. The only distress actually a devotee undergoes is based on the compassion, means when he sees that paradukha dukhi, means that is the only distress a devotee, like, you know, basically actual have the pain, means. And his own suffering he never considers. So from this episode we can, like, understand or take the lessons that a devotee never blames anybody for whatever the calamities or the circumstances happens to him. He keeps on working on that and how to rectify those things and take shelter of the Lord. Means. So these are my thoughts, means. Hare Krishna. Any comments on this? Any questions or comments? Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai.